Hallelujah, 大家平安，感谢主。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 感谢主。
Thank you for making it to church, even though it's really cold.
今天天气其实很炎，非常的冷哦。感谢大家也来到我们的当中。
Don't know about you, I really don't like the cold.
不知道大家感受怎么样？牧师是特别不喜欢很冷的时候。
You know, I like wearing a T-shirt and wear shorts all year round.
我希望我是一整年都是只是穿夏天的服装就好了 T 恤短袖
But you can't do that in winter.
但是在英国的气候是不可能的
Anyway, Chinese New Year is here soon
很快了要到中国新年了
Don't forget to bring a dish or bring something to the church
那我们聚会的时候呢鼓励大家都带自上自己拿手菜或者带些食物饮料啊水果来分享
And most important is to bring non-believers and your family
那么更重要的是把还没有信主的朋友和家人也带到我们当中
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Amen Now Can we go to the next slide When we were talking about the church vision
那么上周牧师提到我们今年的
It is not something that we just make up and put out there
那么关于我们今年教会的意向呢我们不只是随随便便就提出这个意向
It's been prayed for and been prayed and prayed for about 6 months
是我们在过去六个月当中我们祷告寻求神所得到的一个意向
Because we have to be led by the Holy Spirit
因为我们需要被圣灵所引导
There's no point in doing something that God's not blessing
如果不是神的旨意我们做出来也不蒙福
Otherwise when you initiate an encounter God doesn't show up right Then you've got problems
所以如果我们不是在神的心意当中来引发这个神的相遇那么神没有出现那么结果也可想而知了
See, Last year when we talked about getting your family saved those people who took it seriously actually saw their family saved
所以上一年我们的意向是让 我和我的全家都必得救如果大家很看重这个意向我们真的看到这个意向有成就在我们当中
You know, one sister prayed for her husband for more than 20 years
我们当中有一个姊妹为她的丈夫祷告了超过20年。
And right at the end of last year, her husband got saved.
那么在去年差不多接近年尾的时候，感谢主，她的丈夫得救了。
And she told us why it was when they were shopping.
她告诉我，他们得救的那个契机就是他们在逛街的时候。
That the Holy Spirit convicted him.
但是圣灵感动她的丈夫。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? I have seen last year miracles happening.
在去年我真的见证了神迹在我们当中发生
And that's why is it not happening to other people's families
但是你说为什么这些事情没有在其他的家庭当中发生呢
Because God needs obedience
因为神需要一个顺服的心
He needs faith
需要我们的信心
To believe him
来相信神
Do you believe that this year you can actually initiate an encounter
你相信在今年当中你能引发与神的相遇吗
Not only for yourself butBecause you are with somebody, that person who speaks to you, you can initiate an encounter.
所以不光这个相遇是为我们自己，那比如我们在跟别人交谈当中，别人来提到耶稣，让我们与他有一个相遇。
Because we are representative of God.
我们是基督的代表。
God is in us.
神住在我们的里面。
And so through an act of kindness, of love, that person will be so touched by you. They say,Jesus loves me.
所以借着我们在神里面基督的爱心和善意，我们把神的爱传播给对方。
You don't have to be speaking in tongues or doing miracles. You can initiate an encounter purely by being nice to somebody.
可能很多时你并不需要做一个神迹奇事、超自然的事情，只是通过简简单单一个爱心的表达就可以传递。
Anything that the Holy Spirit may move you.
任何圣灵给我们带来的感动和引导
Or you can initiate an encounter through a supernatural way
当然我们也可以借着超自然的方法来引发这个与神的相遇
Pray for the sick
我们为那些有病的祷告
When the person gets healed, Jesus loves them
当那些有病的得医治的时候他说耶稣实在爱我
When you counsel them When you speak into their hearts God is touched by them
所以当你对他们说辅导的时候对他们说话的时候神的爱触摸到他们的
心 Whether that person is a Christian or not a Christian they can encounter the Lord through you
所以不管对方是基督徒或是非信徒他们都可以借着你来与神相遇
Amen and at the same time we can help through our friendship through our teaching, through Bible study, through cell group, we can connect people to Jesus.
同样呢，我们可以接着与别人的沟通、交谈、团契、小组的方式，让人与耶稣连接。
Introduce them to the church. Introduce them to our cell leaders. Teach them, counsel them, call them, connect them.
所以把他们带到教会，接着他们来到我们的团契小组，为他们祷告，为他们跟他们交谈、探访他们，用各样的方式让他们与主连接。
Now, if you do this, you will have a really interesting 2025.
如果你愿意这样去做的话，你的这新的一年将会非常的有意思。
You don't know what God will do.
因为你会想象不到神借着你要做的事情。
I pray that all of us are full of testimonies.
我祷告我们当中每一个人都充满了这样的见证。
When I first was a pastor, many years ago, I went to Bromley Shopping Center.
在很多年前，我当时刚做牧师，我去了 Bromley 的购物中心。
Just to meet somebody to get something.
但是我只是去到那边约了一个人见面，然后拿些东西。
And I was sitting in a cafe.
但是我坐在那个咖啡店。
And I was talking to the brother.
然后我跟这个弟兄在交谈。
You know me, when I talk, I can't stop.
你知道我的个性啊，我一开始话匣子打开我就关不上
了。And also, my voice is quite loud.
然后当时我说话的那个声音也很大。
So there was a lady sitting in the next coffee shop.To the next table.
然后当时有一个女士呢坐在我旁边。
She was drinking, and then.
当时她自己独自在那边喝咖啡。
Listening.
她在一边喝咖啡一边听到旁边的我的说话。
After about half an hour, she got up.
大概半个小时以后呢，她站起来对我说。
She said, "Excuse me, I don't know who you are."
她说啊，先生，不好意思啊，我不知道你是谁。
As we looked at her, thinking, "What's going on?"
然后当时我还很诧异她要对我说什么。
She said.I believe God sent you here.
他说我相信神是派你来今天来。
Because I was sitting there contemplating what to do because I am so broken.
他说当刚刚我坐在那边我很其实很伤心难过因为我不知道我要做什么。
But everything you said to the gentleman, you're speaking to me.
他说其实你刚刚跟你前面这位男士说的话其实就是我觉得神在对我说。
That is impossible.
我觉得他说这实在想不可能。
How can my conversation with somebody is speaking to someone else?
怎么可能我对跟我这位弟兄的交谈变成了是对这位女士的说话呢
And then she said, thank you very much. I now know what to do. I'm going to go back and I now know how to solve my problem.
她当时说哇非常感谢你。她说我知道我现在要怎么做我要怎么去解决我的问题了。
Can you see, brothers and sisters, the only thing I did right was talk about Jesus.
所以当时我做的最正确的一件事情就是我在那个谈话当中提到了耶稣。
Amen? When you keep talking about Jesus, you don't know why, but people will end up getting touched.
所以就是在我们谈话当中我们都是不断的提起耶稣所以可能你知道你的谈话会触摸到其他的人。
Be careful what comes out of your mouth.
必须小心我们口中所说的每一句话。
Let it be good news.
我们要带出好消息哦。
Don't talk like a devil.
不要带着好像成为魔鬼的那个
I'll threaten you, I'll kill you, I'll destroy you, I'll break your legs.
讲那些非
常负面。I'll divorce you.
你咋一讲？做一些非常消极负面的话。
And then say to your children, say a leg, 颤抖谁？
或者对你的孩子说一些咒诅那些不好的话。
Now look yourself into the mirror, record yourself on the recorder. Listen back. Do you sound like the Lord or do you sound like the devil?
如果你自己尝试把你自己的对话录音下来，你自己回听哈，你是听上去像从神来的呢，还是从魔鬼来的呢
？You're not careful. Suddenly, right? You feel like, oh, there's something hard. There's two horns coming out.
肯定会觉得，其实我们都成为那个仇敌的那个器皿了。
Amen. Be careful, because
一定要小心。
What you practice is what you will become.
我们所操练的也会让我们结这样的果子。
When we talk about Jesus.Even the people around you who you are not talking to will hear Jesus.
所以当我们在谈论中很自然地了解耶稣的时候，我们身边的人可能也因此蒙福。
Let us be a Christian that really represents the kingdom of God.
让我们成为这样可以来代表神的国的基督徒。
The kingdom of God is where God's presence is.
神的国就是神掌权、神的同在的地方。
The kingdom of God is where God rules.
神的国也是神掌权的地方。
The kingdom of God is indestructible.
神的国是不可毁坏的国度。
This morning, I woke up and I heard so loud, indestructible.
天早上我起来的时候，听到一个很大的声音说，不可毁坏的。
I said, what is indestructible?
我说什么是不可毁坏的呢？
My kingdom is indestructible.
然后我听到一个声音讲，我的国是不可毁坏的。
And I said, yes, Jesus is king.
然后我说是的，基督就是王。
The kingdom of God cannot fail.
Yes, 神的国是不可能被毁坏的。
The gospel cannot fail.
神的福音是不可能失败的。
If you're willing to initiate an encounter, connect people to Jesus, you cannot fail.
所以如果你定义要引发与神的相遇，使人与基督连接，那么一定不会失败。
You will be so surprised.
你会可能会让你很出人意料。
Suddenly you get addicted to it.
然后你会对这样的一种经历会上瘾。
Let this year be a year where you no longer become a religious Christian.
让这年成为我们不再是做宗教形式的一个基督徒。
Where you pretend to know God.
只是好像假装你认识神。
Let's experience God in a real way.
而是在一种真实的实际当中来经历我们的神。
There's nothing more joyful to see somebody touched by Jesus.
没有任何东西可以看到别人被耶稣触摸而来的更加的喜悦。
To see somebody delivered by God.
看到别人被基督释放的时候。
Amen. Amen. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, when you see the kingdom of God manifest through you, there's such joy.
这是何等的喜乐，让我们看到神借着我们来彰显他的国度。
Don't waste time with things that are not eternal.
我们不要顾念那些不能存到永远的事。
We don't have much time.
我们没有太多的时间，不要浪费我们的光阴。
Choose to prioritize things that have eternal value.
我们要优先排序那些能存到永远的事。
Anything else, even though no matter how important,
所有的事情，不管内心看似多么的重要，
at the very best, they're secondary.
但是他们重要，但是可能是次要的。
Amen.If you remember this, always be conscious about why am I doing this?
所以一定要记住，从潜意识里要认识到为什么我要做这个事情呢？
Obviously, you go to work and you do your business. That's important.
当然，我们去上班，我们做生意，我们有收入是重要的。
But nevertheless,
然而呢？
If it's not done with the kingdom of God in mind, it has no kingdom value.
但是如果我们做的每一件事情没有带着神的国的那种价值和意念去做，那么就没有意义。
Always think about, if I do this, does it add to the kingdom of God? Does it actually have kingdom value?
所以如果我们做每件事，我们问自己这个问题，我有没有神的国和神的国的价值在其中？
Does it actually have eternal value?
这件事情有没有永恒的价值？
If it does, prioritize it.
如果有，那么我们就优先排序。
If it doesn't, no matter how important,
如果没有，不管它看似多么重要。
No matter how important,
不管怎么好像看着很重要哦。
It is still secondary,
但仍然是要在之后的。
Amen.
次要的。
Now it's up to us all to work that out.
这是我们每个个人我们自己要去排序的。
Amen. And this is why the enemy in the world is battling.To try and change our values.
所以这也是世界和仇敌所要与我们征战来改变我们的价值。
That's why sometimes when we turn on the TV, we listen to people talk.
很多时候我们看打开电视，看到那些谈话节目。
And you're thinking they're crazy.
他们的想法觉得很疯狂。
Amen. This is a doctrine of the demons.
这是他们的想法，那种价值观都是从仇敌来的，魔鬼来的。
Amen. There's a lot. Every time you switch on the TV, a lot of things that you're hearing are the teachings of the devil.
所以很多时候我们打开电视，我们听到的别人的教导，很多时候都是从仇敌而来的。
We must turn things around this year.
我们在今年当中一定要事情要改
变。Our minds are thinking things that to do with eternal values.
我们的心思要更新，要与神的国度永恒的价值相连接。
Amen.Now that we know what we need to do this year,
所以我们现在有了今年的意向，我们知道我们要做什么。
The question you have, which is the same question that I have, is this: It's the title of the sermon.
那么可能你心中有的这个问题，可能也是我今天讲到这个主题。
And it's next slide, please. How will this be?
怎么会有这事呢？
How can this be?
怎么去做成这个事情呢？
How can I initiate an encounter?
我怎么来开启这个有
相遇呢？ How can I connect people to Jesus?
我怎么让别人与基督连接呢？
Well, believe it or not, Mary asked this same question.
不管你大家没有注意到，玛利亚自己也问过同样的问题。
When the angel Gabriel came and told her that she will be the mother of the Messiah.
当天使长加百列对玛利亚说，你会成为耶稣的母亲的时候，
怀孕生子。 In verse 34, she says, and Mary said to the angel, next slide, an angel, how will this be since I am a virgin?
这里路加福音一章三十四节，玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么会有这事呢？
So God is telling us, so the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us, like, come on, connect people to Jesus, release Jesus.I like what Mandy said, release Jesus into your environment.
所以就很多时候就是我们听到圣灵对我们说，我们要让人有与神相遇，要让我们跟基督连接。
Remember, release Jesus everywhere you go.
所以就是不管我们去到哪里，在我们的环境当中，我们也释放基督。
Don't release the devil everywhere you go.
不是你所去知道之处都释放魔鬼。
Live a life where people encounter, when the people come to you,They feel Jesus is in present.
所以当我们不管去到哪里，与你接触的人，他们感受到耶稣的同在。
Why is that possible?
这怎么可能呢？
Because the Holy Spirit is in our hearts.
是因为基督圣灵就住在我们的里面。
And if the Holy Spirit is strong inside you, people can feel it.
如果你在里面圣灵的同在很强，那么周围的人也感受得到。
Amen. That's a great testimony. So the thing is, how can I?Do anything for God.
问题就是我如何为神做这些事呢？
I remember in 1985.
我记得在1985年。
In the summer, I was in the embankment at the Thames.
我是在 embankment 这个地方。
With a friend.
当时呢，跟我的朋友在一起。
And we were both discussing about how are we going to serve the Lord.
当时我们在讨论我们如何来侍奉神。
Because both of us love the Lord.
因为当时我们都很爱主。
And so we say.What can we do for the Lord?
然后我们说我们应该为主做什么呢？
So my friend said, I would like to be an evangelist.
然后我的朋友说我要成为这个传福音的人。
I would like to be a teacher.
我要做教师。
I said, yeah, that's a good one. I'd like to be an evangelist as well.
然后我说哦，好像听上去不错。那我自己想也要做那个传福音的人，传道人。
And then he said, how about being a pastor?
然后他说哦，那做牧师如何呢？
I said, no.
我说哦，不要。
I do not want to be a pastor.
我说我不想做牧师。
Yeah, he said, neither me.
然后我朋友说，我也不想做。
I said, let's pray, make sure that God will never make us a pastor.
然后当时我们说，当我们祷告，然后确保神不会让我们其中一个人成为牧师。
And so, in the River Thames, I said, Lord, I do not want to be a pastor.
所以在泰晤士河边，我们做这个祷告，说神，你不要让我成为牧师。
And the rest is history.
然后这段祷告成为了历史。
Do you see how, right?In our minds, no, I can't do it.
所以在我们的头脑当中，我们认定我们做不了。
But if God is sovereign, if He wants, we have to surrender.
所以如果神有主权，如果神想要这样成就，那么我们必须要降服。
God can see something in us that we can't see ourselves.
神可以看到我们里面有些潜力是我们所看不到的。
Because why? Because He created us.
为什么呢？因为他是那个创造我们的那一位。
He knows what will you do the best.
他知道你在什么方面怎么做会做得最好。
And that's why the devil, right from the start of your life, want to destroy that very call in your life.
所以仇敌从一开始就要摧毁神在你生命当中那个命定和旨意。
Doing exactly the opposite.
他就是让你做完全相反的事情。
And that is why I say to people, how do I know what God is doing in my life?
很多人问我，我如何知道神在我生命中的旨意呢？
I ask the person,What is the devil attacking you in?
然后我通常会问这个人，通常仇敌会在哪方面攻击你？
What are you suffering at the moment?
你在哪方面有受苦呢？
Think of the opposite.
那么你想那个反方面，你就知道了。
And that's what God wants to do to your life.
那么可能神就是要这方面来祝福你。
And so, with Mary, she says, "How can this be? I'm a virgin."
所以玛丽当时就说：“这怎么会有这事呢？我还没有出嫁，还是童女。”
Now, the word virgin there is not the most people interpret it as in biological virgin.
那么如果很多人说说这个关于童女是说按生理上来说还是童女。
No, she, what she means
还有贞洁。
In the Greek, what she's saying is, I don't have a husband.
所以但是按照那个希腊文来说，她是说我还没有出嫁，没有丈夫。
Can you see she's not thinking the supernatural thought?
所以在这里她的想法并不是带着超自然的想法。
She's not saying, how can I? I'm a virgin. No, she's saying, how can I? I don't have a husband.
所以她就说按照那种世俗的方法来思维，她说我都还没有丈夫，还没有出嫁，我怎么会有这种事发生呢？
Because in Mary's mind, she's thinking, when I get married with Joseph, is that what the angel is talking about? That our son will be Messiah.
所以可能当时玛利亚她的思维的方式说，当我跟我的未婚夫约瑟结婚之后，我所生的孩子，这个是不是她口中所说的啊弥赛亚呢？
She was engaged.
当时她已经订婚了。
She's thinking, are you talking about me and Joseph?
她说你难道说是我跟约瑟怀孕生子的事吗？
That our child will become the Messiah?
然后我们所生的孩子会成为弥赛亚。
Because there are examples in the Old Testament where the woman who is barren, God somehow through the husband gave birth to Isaac, to Samuel.
所以在旧约当中，我们看到这样的事情：当一个女子不生育，但是神去做神迹，让他们怀孕生子。
So Mary being so young, she's saying, "I don't know what you're talking about."
所以当时 年轻的玛利亚，她当时不能理解天使所说的话。
I have a whole future in front of me.
我前面还有大好的未来。
Just like God say, God, when we say, I don't want to be a pastor because I have a whole future in front of me.
就当时1985年 我做那个祷告时，我不想成为牧师，因为我觉得还有大好的光阴等着我。
I was only 19, 20 years old.
我当时才19、20岁。
I'm thinking my future.
我还在想着我的未来。
I have not experienced life yet.
我还没有开始享受我的人生。
Being a pastor, no.
啊，做牧师这个事情，不要了。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? I've got to live my life.
我觉得我还要按照我的想法、心啊那种方式去
过活。And so when God calls us to do something, especially when we're young, we're saying, "How is this relevant to me?"
所以当神呼召我们做一些事情的时候，特别在年轻的时候，我们会觉得说，不觉得好像很难去理解，怎么可能呢？
I'm not married yet.
就好像玛利亚说，我这里还没有出嫁。
In other words, the Greeks say, I do not know a man yet.
就这个时候，我还没有跟一个男子有亲近的那个举动。
And this is when God calls us, when God tells us to do something, sometimes it's beyond our mind and our thinking.
当神有时候呼召我们做一些事情的时候，是超乎我们所想的。
Especially when we're young, we have lots to experience, a lot to accomplish.
在我们年轻的时候，我们有很大的伟大的计划、伟大的梦想要去实现和追求。
Because I know if God calls you to be a pastor, that's the end.
如果你觉得神呼召你成为牧师，你觉得这就是你人生的
尽头。You're burdened by so many things.
然后你会被很多的事情所压着。
So you lose you in my mind, no, too many problems.
所以在我的思想当中，我自动就屏蔽了，觉得说哇，太多问题，我不要去接受。
Just like Mary say, want me to give birth to Messiah? I don't know a man. I'm not married yet.
所以玛利亚说，如果你要让我生一个弥赛亚，我都还没有结婚，还没有出嫁，怎么可能呢？
How can this be?
怎么会有这种事呢？
Gabriel, are you talking about Joseph?
天使，你在说我跟约瑟的事吗？
So when God calls us to do something, it's usually impossible.
很多时候神要召我们去做的事，通常是不可能按照我们自然能力做到的。
It's usually very inconvenient.
很多时候也是很不舒服的。
Wrong timing.
也是不对的时机。
Amen. Wrong timing.
好像在不对的时机发生。
Most people, if they can control their life, they like to be called.To the ministry when they retire.
很多时候，当人被呼召的时候，他觉得如果他可以选择，他会觉得是在他退休的时候再被神呼召进入事工。
When they have time.
他觉得在他有时间的时候。
Amen. You notice when you're old, when you reach 65, 67, when you got time, it's no good.
所以当你到退休的年龄65岁或者67岁的时候，其实也是你的各方面精力很越来越衰退的时候。
If God waited until then, you can't move. Your joints are aching. You haven't got stamina. Your health is bad.
所以你想到，如果神等到你退休的年龄再呼召你的时候，你的身体的各种机能啊、状况啊、那些关节啊，都不是在最佳的那种状态了。
Now when I read something, I have to read it 10 times.
现在我读一段话，要读好几遍才明白。
When you look at something, you have to take your glasses off.
然后你的那个眼老花也开始发生了，然后你要戴老花镜了。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? When we are ready, it's too late.
可能有时候等到我们觉得我们准备好的时候，已经为时太晚了。
Well, when God calls us, it's so inconvenient.
所以有时候神呼召我们的时候，我们觉得是不方便的一个时机。
But God is amazing.
但神是很奇妙的神。
He does not necessarily ask you to give up anything.
他不是特别叫你要放弃，为了他放弃什么东西。
He has a way to do things.
因为他有他自己的道路和方法来成就这个事。
And so what is the answer when we say, God, how can I initiate an encounter?
所以当我们问神说，神，我们如何来开始这个与你的相遇呢？
I have not experienced God yet.
我自己还没有经历到神自己。
I don't know the Holy Spirit.
我可能也没有认识圣灵。
Verse 35.
然后这里35节说，
And then the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called the Son of God.
35节，天使回答他说，圣灵要临，
Call Holy, Son of God.
圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要庇荫你，因此那要出生的圣者要称为神的儿子。
So what is the answer?
所以答案是什么呢？
It's not about going to Bible college.
所以不是关乎说你要去神学院。
It's not talking about I have to know the Bible really well.
也不是说你要等到你对圣经非常熟知了解的状态。
That's what a lot of churches think.
很多教会可能也是这样认为的。
I'm telling you, brothers, is all you need is the Holy Spirit to come upon you, and then the power of God to overshadow you.
你所需要就是圣灵要降在你的身上，然后。神大能的能力要覆庇你。
After 1985, in 1988,
在1985年之后，在88年的时候，
4.5 years after I became a Christian,
我信主4年半之后，
we decided to plant a church.
我们决定来建立一个教会。
And so we stood outside, my family and myself and a few friends, we stood outside Tottenham Court Road and said,Where do we start our church?
但是呢，我跟我的家人还有我几个朋友，我们站在 Tottenham Court Road 这个地方，我们当时我们在说，我们应该从哪里来建立这个教会呢？
And then I looked and I saw a sign, rooms to hire.
但是我看到有那种办公楼上面有一个打广告的招牌，招商广告说有房屋出租。
It's in the YWCA.
在 WCA 这个建筑楼那边。
And in 1988, in September the 11th.
在1988年9月11号这一天
We started our church.
我们就是那一天我们开始了我们的教会。
All of us were young and less than a few years old as a Christian.
那个时候我们都是刚刚信主几年的基督徒，我们都是年轻气盛的一帮人。
None of us know the Bible very well.
我们大家都对圣经的也没有很熟知。
We have not gone to Bible college.
全部都没有去过神学院。
All you need is the Holy Spirit upon you.
你所需要就是圣灵降临在你身上。
Amen. The first service I still remember.
我当时讲的第一篇道我还记得。
Get the guitar, play.
我当时我就是用电吉他来弹奏。
I still got the guitar at home.
那个时候88年的用的那个吉他我现在还在家里。
You got song leading, huh?
我们现在好像我们的敬拜团。
You just take the guitar.
那时候就拿出吉他来弹奏。
Because there were no Chinese songs, we wrote the Chinese songs ourselves.
当时因为那时候还没有中文的敬拜诗歌，然后我们自己创作。
Amen.
中文的敬拜歌。
And then after the worship, right? There's got tape recorder here.
然后我们敬拜完之后呢，有那个
You got a PA system over there.
当时我们好像 PA， 然后我们有那个磁带，当时磁带录音。
Put the guitar down.
然后把那个吉他放下。
And then just press record.
然后开始录音。
And yet, multitudes of people got saved.
当时在那个聚会当中，很多人得救。
Amen. I'm not exaggerating.
我没有在夸大。
A lot of churches have planted.
因为这个一个最开始一个工施工，很多教会已经建立。
We were persecuted by other churches.
我们当时也受到其他教会的一个逼迫。
Because we were the first Pentecostal Chinese church in London.
当时我们是在伦敦的第一间华人的灵恩派教会。
In 1988.Every Chinese church is believe tongues is of the devil.
在1988年，所有那些华人教会，他们相信讲方言都是属乎魔鬼的。
Now you ask me, why didn't you go and join a Chinese church? Answer, we did try and join.
所以当时你会问，为什么我们不参加当时的那些华人教会？我们尝试过参加。
And when I took my mom and dad to the, when we took our mom and dad to a Chinese church,My dad just praying tongues. He prayed.
当时我带我的父母去到那个华人教会，我的爸爸到那边以后，他就不住的在那边讲方言。
The elder rushed out, took my father out of the church, and trying to cast the Holy Spirit out of my father.
当时呢，那个教会的长老看到我爸爸在那边讲方言，赶快抓住他，把他放到小房间，然后尝试把他里面的把圣灵赶出去。
And so we were angry.
哇，当时我们很愤怒。
At that time, I was attending an English church.
当时我自己参加英文的教聚会。
And then the pastor said, "Who wants to plant a church?"
然后当时牧师说，问我们谁想有建立教会。
I said, "We can't find a Chinese church."
然后说我们不能找到一个合适的华人的教会。
Let's start one ourselves.
让我们自己开始我们自己的教会。
And we let's start it, and God will send us a pastor.
然后说我们开始，然后神会给我们有个牧者。
That was 1988. I'm still waiting for that pastor to show up.
所以当时1988年，我们还在等，说神会派一个牧师给我们。
And we became the pastor.
然后呢，谁是不是我们自己成为牧师
？And then our congregation were all under 20.
然后当时我们的会众呢，都是20岁以下的小
年纪。And we said we pray that God will give us older people.
然后我们说祷告，神会给我们年长的人在我们当中。
And we became the older people.
然后我们自己成为那个年长的人。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?No matter how foolish we look, but as long as you believe, as long as the Holy Spirit come upon you, it's crazy, really crazy. It works.
所以可能不管我们当时我们的做法、我们的行为多么看似很幼嫩，但是呢，只要我们相信神，一定可能行得通。
In Chinatown, I can tell you there were at least 2 idol shops that sell idols in those days.And we stood outside and prayed against it, and both of them got shut down.
真的，当时在唐人街有两个是专门那种拜偶像的那个店铺。然后我们站在那店铺外面，我们就讲方言。然后真的，后来这两家店都关门大吉了。
And then we used to take a loudspeaker into Chinatown because you never needed a license those days, and we blasted the whole street.
当时我们唐人街那个时候在街上传福音还不需要有执照哈，然后我们就拿着一个那个扩音器在那边很大声的讲福音。
We went there every week.
每一周我们都去唐人街传福音。
And for several years we did that.
然后有大概有持续几年的时间。
If you don't believe me, ask May Choi, she was there.
阿妹姊妹当时也这里，就是我们做为我见证哈。
Wind, rain, whatever, we're there.
所以我们不管有谁有都去到那边
preaching the gospel，
我们用大大声声传
so loud，
非常的大
that the people in the restaurant came out，
然后我们的声音大到那些在餐馆里吃饭的人都出来
with their machetes， sometimes machete，
哦老老
刀
，yeah， 我们有时候拿着那个刀，
莫敢吐蛋的。
这激怒了，有时候我们声音大到激怒那个餐馆的人，拿着刀出来说：“不要这么大声，好不好？”
And they used to really tell us off.
他们真的在说我们。
But we thought it was a demonic attack.
然后当时我们很年轻气盛，觉得是仇敌攻击我们，逼迫我们。
We just got bigger speakers.
然后我们把带更大的那个扩音器去。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? And yet there we saw people being healed, people being saved.
但是在这样的情况当中，我们看到人的医治和得拯救。
Still didn't go to Bible college.
那个时候我们还是没有去神学院。
You understand, brothers and sisters?
大家相信吗
？It is the Holy Spirit.
这都是圣灵的工作。
All we knew was I just need the Holy Spirit.
但是我们相信的就是，我们就需要圣灵的充满。
And the Holy Spirit come upon me, I can do all things.
然后当圣灵降临在我们身上的时候，我们跟什么事都能做。
When you are young and nobody taught you, you believe in anything.
当很年轻的时候，没有人教导你任何事情，你真的相信所有的事情。
And then we start stopping doing those things.
然后过了几年之后，我们开始停止做这样的事情。
Because we started becoming smart.
然后我们好像开始变得觉得自以为很聪明。
Don't mind you, I love the Bible, and I recommend people to go to Bible college.
当然我自己很爱圣经，我也建议大家如果可以去神学，当然可以。
But go to Bible college and don't lose your faith in God.
但是不要因为去了神学院而失去了你在主里面的信心。
God of the impossible, we can reason out. If you're too logical, you won't believe in any miracles.
当我们尝试用理论、理性来认识神的时候，我们就不再相信神迹奇事。
As soon as we hear if someone is dead, we go to the hospital trying to raise them from the dead.
当我们听到有人过世的时候，我们赶快去到医院来，帮他们祷告，希望可以死人复活。
In the hospital, we see the corpse.
当我们在医院里面看到那个尸体的时候，
And then for an hour, get up in Jesus' name. Get up in Jesus' name.
让我们花可能几个小时的时间为这个过世的人啊祷告，希望
从耶稣的
名来复活。
你做乜嘢啊？
然后那些亲属就说：“你们到底在做什么
？”What are you doing？
你们到底在做什么
？Trying to raise him from the dead。
我说我们为他祷告，希望他可以死里复活。
What？
啊，你到底做什么
？He's dead。
死都已经死了。
But Jesus can raise him。
但是耶稣有能力使死人复活。
So keep praying, and as I lay hands on the corpse, wow, so cold。
但我继续按手，我在那个手按在那尸体上面，哇，冰冷。
And instantly the cold traveled to my heart, no faith.
当那个冰冷的那个寒气传递到我心里的时候，瞬间就没有信心了。
After an hour,
一个小时之后，
不好意思啊，
哦，实在抱歉。
Just went.
然后灰溜溜的走了。
And then another phone call comes. 走了。Another phone call.
然后又接到一通电话。
This time, one of the most important.Gangsters, amongst the Chinese, he's in a coma.
当时是在那个中国的那种可能，他们的那帮派里面很有名的一个人突然中风了。
So we go to the hospital.
然后我们去到医院。
See all the tubes and everything.
哇，挂满了那些管道。然后当时垂死一生。
Then I remember reading how Elisha would lay on the dead.
但是我们在旧约当中，以利亚他当时他的整个身子伏在那个死人身上，
said,
然后为他祷告。
Maybe I need to do that。
我说哦，那是不是我要效仿这个方法这样做呢
？But in the hospital you can't really do that。
但是在医院里面你这样做是不
方便的。So the best I can do was be over the man like this。
那么最好的方法就是我的身体好像覆盖在他身上，不要接触
到。Remember go over the man who's got like that。
然后当时我的身子，我倾斜我的身体，想要给他吹气，在那个已经快要死的人身上的时候。
So I was really this close to him.
然后我跟他就是近在咫尺，这么相近的距离。
Do you know what? This man went.
然后这个病人吐了一口气。
And he went on my face.
然后那个气息去到我脸上。
That man has never brushed his teeth for weeks.
然后那个人，他可能在床上躺了很久，已经好几个月可能没有刷过牙了。
And when he blew on my face.
然后那个口气就吹到我的脸上。
I needed to be raised from the dead.
我刚刚差点要晕过去了。
You see, brothers and sisters, we are full for Christ.
很多时候我们为耶稣做。我们要做愚拙的人
That's why
为了耶稣
we got testimonies to tell.
所以我们有这样的见证来分享
But I'm telling you all you need is the Holy Spirit
所以我们真的需要的就是圣灵的同在
Amen, Amen. And in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 says Zerubbabel was and, in Zechariah Zerubbabel was meant to go back toJerusalem to build the temple.
所以这里所罗巴伯呢，应该是奉神的旨命，要回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
It was an impossible task.
这其实看似一个真的不可能成就的事。
A very dangerous task.
也是很危险的一个任务。
But what does God say?
但这里神对所罗巴伯说什么
？He said in verse 6 in chapter 4, Then he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord Zerubbabel, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
这里撒加利亚书的四章六节，他回答我说：“这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的话。万军之耶和华说：不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。”
When God invites us to initiate an encounter to connect people with Jesus, it's the Holy Spirit that does the work.
所以，当神指示我们的意向，说我们要来与神相遇，来连接与别人连接耶稣，
是圣灵的工作。It is not how eloquent you are. It is about whether you're willing to release the power of God into the situation.
所以不是关乎我们自己的能力和才干，而是关乎我们是否愿意来借着我们释放圣灵的工作。
All you need to do is say yes, Lord.
所以我们需要做的就是是的主。
Step out.
然后站出来。
And then worry about it later.
然后后面的事情再说。
Let God surprise you.
让神来给你有这样的
惊喜。So that you have a testimony to tell.
所以让你有这样的一个见证来分享。
Amen. Even though you don't raise the dead, but at least you tried.
所以就算你没有真正让死人复活，但是至少你尝试了，努力过。
Amen. People may call you extreme, but at least you try and believe Jesus.
可能有人说你是很极端的人，但至少你是尝试去相信主。
You see, even God says about Zerubbabel.It is not about how strong Israel is. It is not about how clever people is. He say, not by might, nor by power. It is by his spirit, says the Lord.
所以就像耶和华对所罗巴伯说的，不是以色列多么强壮，那些人有多么有才干。他说，不是靠势力和才能，乃是靠我的灵方能成事。
How many of you have the Holy Spirit in your heart?
有多少人我们有圣灵在我们的里面呢？
How many of you have the Holy Spirit upon you?
有多少人有圣灵在我们的身上？
That's it.
这就够了。
That's what you need.
这就是我们所需要的。
Amen.
Amen.
That is the most important component of helping someone to encounter the Lord, connecting someone to Jesus.
所以这就是这两个最重要的元素，让我们可以来与神相遇，让别人与耶稣连接。
Amen. And then in verse 7 he said,Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the top of stone, and shout grace, grace to it.
第七节说，大山呢，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必夷为平地。他安放顶上的那块石头，人就欢呼，愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。
You see, every time when we want to do something for God, we see a mountain in front of us.
很多时候当我们想为神做事的时候，我们看到我们前面有一座大山。
How can it be possible?
怎么可能能将这大山移去呢？
Amen. How can it be possible?
怎么可能做成这事呢？
You know, that's what I'm saying. When we went to Chinatown, we saw two idol shops.
就好像我之前说的，我们去到唐人街，看到两个那种拜偶像的店。
How can you shut them down?
如何能来让他们关门呢？
Prayer.
就是借着祷告。
So we just stand out there.Every week we go, curse you.
所以每周我们都去到那边就祷告祷告祷告。
And literally after a few months, right, one start closing. Hallelujah, let's finish the other one off.
然后真的是几个月之后呢，真的其中一个店就关门了。然后过了不久。
I hope none of you are descendants of those two shops.
我希望大家不是那些店铺的那个后代。
And then within the year, the other one's gone.
然后呢，再过接下来一段时间，另外一间又关门了。
And then we go, Hallelujah! Both idol shops gone now.
我们感谢主，两个那种卖偶像的东西的店都关门了。
How, oh, great mountain, before Zerubbabel, before Betty, before you, what are they?
所以在所罗巴伯，在 Betty, 在我们面前那些大山是什么呢？
That's why today we see problems so big. How can they be overdone? How can you overcome?
所以可能是我们看到我们的问题如此之大，我们如何能解决这个问题呢？
God is saying, what are they before you?
神在说，那么在你面前这些大山算什么呢？
When we have the Holy Spirit, we are the majority.
当我们有圣灵在我们里面的时候，我们就有得胜的机会。
When the Holy Spirit is in us, we are big.
当有圣灵在我们里面的时候，我们就是大而有力的。
Really big.
我们真的是很大的。
Amen. And it is possible.And then he say, grace, grace to it.
他说愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。
Because at the end of the day, it is not you who initiate the encounter, it is the grace of God.
所以到最后其实并不是靠你我来使这个与神相遇的事情发生。
We can save nobody. We can save nobody.
靠我们自己不能让任何人得救。
We can't heal anyone.
我们也不能医治任何人。
We can't force God to do anything.
我们也不能强迫神做任何事情。
Do you understand? At the end of the day, when someone is sick, we can't do anything supernatural.
所以其实当人 有疾病的时候不是我们能做什么超自然的事情让他们得医治
But it is grace.
但是靠着神
The Hebrew there, grace is actually should be grace of grace.
这里讲说恩惠之恩惠
Or
恩典
grace, indeed grace.
是实实在在是神的恩典
Remember what I told you last week? When in Hebrew, when they repeat something twice, it is important.
所以基本上我跟大家讲说当在希伯来文他们的那文字排列是两次重复的时候表明很重要
So in Hebrew there is hen, hen, like that
所以他们就是这个同一个字眼重复了两次出现
Which means grace, really grace How important grace is
所以这里就是在强调这个恩典的这个重要性
And that is why brothers and sisters When we meet somebody who needs Jesus Grace, grace
所以当我们遇到那些需要耶稣的人我们要想起是主的恩典
It is not about how anointed you are how eloquent you are whether you got a PhD in Bible college or not
不是说你多么有恩高你多少有你的学历你多么有才干
It is about can grace of God manifest in you
而是说神的恩典借着你这个器皿彰显出来
Amen When you realize I tell you why are we so successful when we're young because we really believe we were nothing
所以当我们年轻的时候为什么神让我们如此成功就是我们觉得自己一无所事很谦卑
Amen We were not proud of our church We were quite embarrassed about our church We were quite embarrassed about ourselves
我们当时觉得并不是以我们的教会引以为荣我们反而很觉得 很惭愧为自己也觉得很惭愧
I remember when we first started first 6 weeks 没生意
然后我们在刚开始建堂前6周没有人参加
And when the first person came, it's like, are you real?
然后当过了很长一段时间，第一个人来参加我们的聚会的时候，当时我们的很诧异，说啊，是真的吗？
And then when other people came, they said, "Who is your pastor?"
然后当其他人来到我们陆续来到教会的时候，我说谁是教会的牧师呢？
And then they said, "It's me."
然后众人指向我的时候，
Do you know how embarrassed I felt?
当时我觉得超尴尬。
I was 24.
当时我才24岁左右。
24 years old, I've learned nothing. I've not been to Bible college. I know nothing.
其实我当时真的什么都不懂，也没去过神学，然后圣经的知识也不是很多。
And then came in and said, "Yes, I am."
然后当时我就硬着头皮说，是的，我就
是。And then I quickly go away.
然后。赶快跑掉！
哇，做牧师唔睬人嘅。
然后很多人说啊，做牧师为什么全不接待那些会众呢
？Not because I don't want to greet them. I was embarrassed.
但是并不是我不想去跟他们打招呼，是我
自己觉得很惭愧，
很尴尬，很惭愧。
Because we were basically a youth group.
然后因为我们自己好像就好像青少年团体。
And people expected a church.
然后但是来的人觉得说，哦，要来到一个很成型的那种教会。
I remember the first sermon I had to preach.
然后我记得当时我第一次聚会我要讲道。
I didn't know what to preach.
我也不知道分享什么。
And so there was 4 of us. We took it in turns who to preach once per week.
然后当时有我们四个弟兄，四个人，然后我们
就轮流排班。And then my brother said, "I was reading this book, How a Good Man Fall." I said, "It's a really good book."
但是我弟弟说我读了一本书如果一个艺人如何来堕落的我说这个书还不错
So I said to John give it to me quick
然后我说啊，这个书我把这书抢过来说给我看看
And I read it So we decided to preach one chapter a week
然后后来我们就按照这个书的讲义
So we used to read the
chapter 每一周讲一段
Preach right Pass the book to the next one
然后呢我们就是每周一个人读一章节然后讲那个内容然后下一周就传给另外一个人讲
And yet God still set everyone on fire
然后尽管是这样好像很唐突的一种情况但是神仍然有火热在我们当中
Do you see brothers and sisters nothing is impossible
真的是在神里面没有不能成的事
In front of us there's a mountain
在我们前面可能有大山。
Everybody says impossible.
很多人也说不可能的事。
It's possible.
但是在神里面皆有可能。
Amen. In a small way, we see the impossibility possible.
那我们在神里面，我们看到不可能事要成为可能。
And when we go back to Luke chapter 1, we continue with Mary when we will finish soon, and it says, "For nothing will be impossible with God."
路加福音一章三十七节就是说，因为出于神的话，没有一句不但能力的。
Have you ever seen? Do you know why I highlighted will be?
大家知道为什么我就把那个将来时我这个高光出来呢
？Because it should say, you expect it to say, for nothing is impossible with God.
其实这句话应该是现在时来讲，但是他这里讲说将来时 will be 就是会成就。
But it says nothing will be impossible with God.
他说没有。一件事是可能没有一件事是不能成的，是一个将来时。
When you know you need to initiate an encounter, when you know you need to connect people to Jesus, that's for the future.
所以当你知道你要带出这个神的相遇，你要让人与基督连接，你觉得是在将来的事情。
Nothing will be possible for Mary means, as you believe me, as you do it, nothing will be impossible.
所以就是对玛利亚来说，那么就是当她来相信神的时候，将要成就的事都会变为可能。
Someone presumptuous, someone with pride would say, nothing is impossible with God, and do nothing.
但是有些可能就很自负的人会觉得说，啊，在神里面没有不能成的事，但是之后什么都不做。
Many people say nothing is impossible with God, but they never allow God to do something impossible.
但很多人他们都很自负的觉得说啊、哦，夸大其词说哦，在神面前没有不能成的事情，但是他们却没有让神借着他们做那不可能事。
That is just religious talk.
所以他们只是一种很宗教仪式的一种说
法。But when we get out of our comfort zone and we step out and say, God, I want to talk to somebody this week. I want to help my friend. I want to talk to. I want to be your servant this week.
所以如果我们走出我们的舒适圈，我们站出来来为神来做，说主，今天我要对我的朋友说话，我要尝试去这样做的时候，
Then as you do it, it will be, nothing will be impossible.
所以当我们迈出这一步的时候，这种将来的事情就要成就。
Amen? You know it's different. It's not is impossible, it will be impossible. Nothing will be impossible.
所以这个事情不是现在时，是将我们踏出这一步，那么将来这个事情就会变成可能。
So God demands us to believe now, to believe now. Today you believe, so that the things that are impossible tomorrow will happen.
所以神让我们今天此时此刻就要相信，那么在明天对于我们与我们来说不可能的事情才可以成就。
That's why faith is to be able to see something that is impossible possible before it happens.
所以信心是那未见之事的实底，是那在没有那个不可能事情在成就之前，我们就相信了。
Amen. And that's why Mary says, "Behold, I am your servant, Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
所以三十八节，玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，愿意照你的话实现在我身上。”于是天使就离开他去了。
That's why if there's somebody that you need to talk to, if there's some way that you need to go to, you say to the Lord, and the Lord is prompting your heart, you say, "Let it be, Lord. I will do it. I will do it."
所以如果你知道神来感动你要去对某些人说话，要去探访某些人，你说主啊，我愿意照你的话实现在我的身上。
我愿意。
I will. I'm willing.
I will. 我愿意。
我。
I will. I will, Lord.
我会。我愿意这样做。我要这样做。
When you say it, then the Holy Spirit's power will come upon you.
所以当你这样去降服于神，来愿意来
想做的时候。And when will He come upon you?
圣灵就会降临在你身上。
When you need it.
圣灵什么时候会降在你身上呢？就是你需要的时
候。He won't come upon you now. He will come upon you when you are facing your friend, when you're facing your family. Then he will come upon you.
他不会可能 不是现在就临到你身上，它是当你面对你跟你朋友交谈的时候，当你朋友你朋友来相连接，来开始这个相遇的时候，神就会临到你。
Too many of our Pentecostal meeting will go to conferences. Spirit of the Lord, come upon me, come upon me. And everybody go, wow, really good, hallelujah.
所以当我们去到
massage or more, yeah, feel very good.
所以我们去了很多那些基督教的那种营会灵恩派的营会，我们说 神的灵呢降临在我们的身上，哦，当时感觉就非常好，被圣灵充满了。
That's why in the early Pentecostal we used to be called the shakers and the rollers.
所以在早期的那种灵恩派教会，我们被称为那种，那种晃摇动者啊，然后滚动者。
People shake, 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 roll, roll, roll.
然后在圣灵的那个触摸充满之中，就是哇，很多身体的那种波动。
And that's all that happens.
然后就是当时只是出现这种状态。
If that's what the Holy Spirit is for, then it is wrong understanding.
如果被圣灵充满只是一种这样的彰显，那么就是一个错误的认知。
The power of God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not to massage you.
所以这个圣灵的施洗、圣灵的充满，不是给你一个属灵的按摩。
Amen. Give you some goosebumps and shake. Oh, hallelujah! Good meeting.
好，只是跟你说，哦，身体上的一种感知，一种好像很舒畅，一种被电触的感觉。
I tell you when it comes upon you.
但是我告诉你，当圣灵真的降临在你身上的时候
，is when you encounter, when you're facing somebody who needs Jesus.
是当你面对一些真的很需要耶稣的人的时候。
You can learn about prophecy. You can learn about praying for the sick. Nothing will happen until you find somebody.Who needs healing? Who needs the word of God from you?
所以你可以学关于理论上什么关于啊先知讲道关于啊医治啊，但是直到你遇到这样有需要医治和需要神话语的人的时候
，and when you're willing to step out,
并且你愿意来迈出这一步去做
，and do it,
去做的时候
，when you go on holiday, say God, I will. Every time when we go and have breakfast, please let us sit near somebody who needs to know about Jesus.
所以每次你去度假的时候，你跟神祷告，神让我们今天去吃饭的时候，可能我们坐在一个很需要听到福音的人的旁边。
You can have your bacon and your sausage. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit come upon you.
可能你在吃你的英国早餐的时候，然后突然圣灵临到你的身上。
When my children were young, we went to Chinatown on Saturday to have some dim sum.
我记得当时我还在小的时候呢，我们去唐人街去喝那个港式点心。
And as the char siu bao came out steaming.
每次那个
so lovely.
哇，新鲜出炉的那个叉烧包出来的时候，哇，很美味。
Suddenly, a brother from our church comes into the because he saw us coming to the restaurant. He comes in, 牧师，牧师。
所以当时呢，有一个弟兄，他看到我们一家人去了餐厅，然后他马上尾随了我进来，就叫我牧师。
Somebody out there need you to pray.
然后说，牧师，牧师，外面有人需要你去祷告。
But my mind was on the 叉烧包。
但是我看到我前面那个热情腾腾的叉烧包啊。
I said to my children, "Keep it hot."
然后我对我孩子说，帮我看就是这笼叉烧包啊。
Reluctantly, I went outside.
然后很不情愿的我出去为人祷告。
And I see this woman standing there.
但是我看到一个妇女站在那边。
一个中台啊 ，standing there.
中台
everybody knows that.
是一个研教会的一个姊妹叫中台。
She was wandering in Chinatown.
当时她在那个漫无目的在唐人街走路。
She completely lost.
当时很迷失。
She can't hear.
她也听不到。
And her ears are hurting.
然后她耳朵很疼痛。
Another boss said she can't hear very well.
然后
her ears are hurting. Pray for her.
然后那个弟兄说她的耳朵听不清楚，然后也很痛，请为她祷告。
First of all, why can't you pray for her?
然后我就说你自己，你为什么帮他祷告
？And all my mind said quickly, let's do it quickly because I need to go back to the 叉烧包。
但是我心里有的脑袋里面就想说，赶快祷告完，做完这个生意，然后我们赶快去吃我的叉烧包。
So within 30 seconds, I said, Father, heal brother. I said, Holy Spirit, heal her in Jesus' name.
然后当时我30秒，我说奉圣灵啊，祷医治他，奉耶稣名得医治。
And、I said, Sister, when you go back home.I said, you have half a healing. God will half heal you.
我说那个姊妹，当你回到家的时候，你的力一半呢，那个听力就会恢复。
Yeah, and then, so we have to let her know, right? Because she can't hear very well. You go back and you hear half of you hear.
但是我们就很卖力，很尽力跟她说。
I said,
你回到家以后，一半的视力会恢复，会听到。
Tomorrow, come to church.And get the other half of the hearing.
然后呢，明天记得来教会，让你另外一边的视力也恢复。
So the next day, she was in church.
所以 那第二天他真的来到教会。
He said, Pastor, I'm coming back for the other half hearing.
他说牧师，我现在来教会是让我另一半的听力也被医治。
Now, I said that without faith only 30 seconds, less than a minute, because I want to go back to my dim sum.
我当时为他祷告，其实我是很也没有什么信心，我就想快快的30秒 搞定，然后回去吃我的汉堡包。
God answer my prayer.
但尽管是这样子，神都垂听我的祷告。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? You don't have to be all holy. You just have to be available.
所以那时候我们不是要哇，觉得好像自己很圣洁的那种状态。但是我们只要愿意。
One minute, God can still use your one minute.
有时候只要我们愿意付出那一分钟，在这一分钟，神都可以使用。
And that's all I gave God.
这就是我给神的30秒。
Because I had to rush back.
因为我当时赶着回去吃叉烧包。
Amen. And yet within that one minute.God healed her one ear.
但是就是在那一短短一分钟当中，神医治了她半边的。
Her testimony is, as I walked back, she could hear in one ear.
真的，当时她的见证就是她回到家那一刹那，她一半的耳朵那个就痛了。
And so the next day she came to church and we prayed, and the other ear popped.
所以第二天她来到教会以后，她另外一边的视力恢复。
And she was completely healed, and then gave her life to Christ.
然后她是得完全的医治，然后她把生命给了主。
That is an encounter.
这就是他与主的一个相遇。
I wasn't feeling spiritual.
当时我觉得自己不是在一个属灵的状态。
I was inconvenienced.
我觉得我也是不很方便的一个时机。
I was in the middle of something.
我正在做我自己的事情。
And that's how God does it.
但这就是神要使用我们的方法。
When it's inconvenient.
可能正是我们自己觉得不方便的
时候。When you've got no faith.
可能会觉得你自己还缺乏信心的时候。
That's when he comes.
但这就是神要使用我们的时候。
He's testing your obedience.
他 在测试我们的顺服。
But if you're willing to get up,
但是如果我们愿意站起来
and give God even just one minute,
把那短短的一分钟都交给神
He will do it.
神会借着你做这个神迹。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why faith comes in.
这就是信心来到。
It's not how you feel.
并不是取决于你的感知。
Faith is believing in God's word.
信心是相信神的话语。
Faith is obeying that word.
信心也是顺服主的话语。
And that is why we finish with Galatians chapter 3 verse 6. Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
加拉太书三章六节说，正如亚伯拉罕他信了神，这就算为他，算他为义。
So brothers and sisters, I encourage you this year.
所以弟兄姊妹，我鼓励大家在这一年当中
，be available for Jesus.
让我们把自己的让自己有效的来服侍主。
If it's somebody that you need to call, call them.
如果你需要人打电话，那么打他们的电话。
Someone that you need to visit, visit them.
如果有人需要你探访，去探访他们。
Amen. From your family.
在你的家庭当中也好。
Always go. Always be ready.
让我们总是腾出我们的时间
allow God to use you.
让神成为神可以使用的那个器皿
be surprised.
然后我们自己也做好准备
Amen. Be surprised.
让我们可能接受这个意外
So when we go back to the question, how will this be?
所以我们如何成就这事呢
What is that answer?
那么答案是什么呢
The answer is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
所以就是撒迦利亚书所说的，不是靠势力，不是靠才能，乃是靠主的灵，方能成事。
Father God, we thank you.
天，亲爱的神，我们感谢你。
That in our lives, O God, we can see you. That in our lives, we can see you working.
主在我们的生命中，我们见到你在作为。
And I just pray that you give us the courage.
主，我们祷告，你给我们这样的胆量。
And the expectation.
有这样的一个期待。
To see your spirit at work.
可见证你的灵的作为。
No matter how inadequate we are.
不管我们自己觉得自己如何不好，不够好。
No matter how embarrassed we are.
不管我们自己觉得多么的尴尬。
No matter how little we feel about ourselves.
不管我们自己觉得自己多么的渺小。
Because of your word say so.
但是因为你的话语如此说。
We will do it.
我们要顺服的去行。
Lord, prompt us by your spirit.
圣灵，求你来感应我们，感动我们的心。
Help us to know.
帮助我们来知道。
Help us not to be afraid.
帮助我们不要惧怕。
Father, we want to see all of our family in heaven.
主，我们要在天堂上见证我们所有的家人。
We want to be an instrument for you.
我们要成为主你的器皿。
A vessel, Lord, that will carry your presence.
我们要成为人来承载你同在的一个器皿。
So that wherever we go,
所以不管我们去到哪里
，people see Jesus.
别人可以见证耶稣的同在。
So I just pray that this year, God, that our brothers and sisters all will experience the joy of helping someone to be connected to Jesus.
我们祷告在这一年当中，我每个人都能经历来让人与耶稣相连接的这种极大的喜乐。
Joy it is to serve you.
主啊，侍奉你是如此美好的喜乐。
And I just give you permission, Lord.
主，我们给你许可。
On behalf of everybody, Lord.
来代替我们众人做祷告。
Who feels the same?
主，我们有同样的心智。
That Lord, we give you permission.
主啊，我给你许可。
To really stir our hearts every night.
每一晚都来搅动我们的心。
About somebody that needs to, that you need us to get in touch with.
让我们来知道你想让我们与人连那些相连的一些人。
So that they can experience Jesus through us.
以致我们可以帮助他们来与耶稣相连接。
Brothers and sisters, if you really feel like what I'm feeling, inside your heart say, Yes, Lord, that is me. Let me this year see you use me to help people to know Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你今天也有同样的感受，你在心里对主说，是的主，我愿意你使用我来帮助别人与基督连接。
I'm telling you brothers and sisters, when your heart is like that,
弟兄姊妹，如果你心里有这样的感动，
you will find that you will encounter the Lord.
你自己也会与神相遇。
You will be connected to Jesus.
你自己会已经与主相连接。
Because the Bible says, "Give and you shall be given."
圣经讲说，我们给予也会被祝福，也会领受。
You will receive far more than what you give.
你会领受超过你所给予出去的。
So Father, not only do we see people connect with Jesus, we ourselves, Lord, will be connected.
所以我们不光看到我们身边的人与基督相连接，我们自己也与主
相连接。We ourselves will see the encounter in our own lives.
我们自己的生命当中也会经历与主的相遇。
Father, we ask you to help us, Lord.
父，我们祷告求你来帮助我们。
To help us to see the mountain before us collapsing, flattening like a plain.
让我们见证在我们面前这种大山被夷平。
So we commit this year before you.
主，把这一年全然的交托在你手中。
To trust you,
我们要信靠你。
That everything that you plan will come to pass.
主，我们祷告你今天你定义要成就的事情会成就。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名。
Let's all stand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
感谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, speak to our hearts.
父神，求你对我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
对我们的心说话，主。Hallelujah.
Let us be a blessing.
让我们成为别人的祝福。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 感谢主。
Let my heart be the temple of your spirit. Let my spirit feel the warmth.Of your embrace, let me be your holy habitation. May your spirit be pleased to dwell. Oh Lord, I long to know.Spirit, it's pleased to dwell. Oh Lord, I long to of our hands. Oh Lord, I long to know your glory. I want to offer a sacrifice of praise. Fill this temple, Lord, with your Spirit once again.
Brothers and sisters, I really sense the Holy Spirit wants to touch us, wants to come upon us. If you need the Holy Spirit to touch you today, to give you boldness, to give you courage and faith, right where you are, without anybody laying hands on you,
不需要任何人按手在你身上，
receive，
你就领受，
receive，
领受，
right there in Jesus' name，
现在奉耶稣的名，
come upon us Holy Spirit，
圣灵降临在我们身上，
you are welcome，
圣灵我们欢迎你，
we are welcome，
你我欢迎你，
we are welcome， you are welcome，
我们欢迎你，圣灵，
fill our hearts with yourself，
让你圣灵充满我们的心，
come upon us，
降临在我们身上，
give us the faith，
给我们这样的信心，
give us the boldness，
给我们有这样胆量，
to help us oh God，
来帮助我们，
not only to see good things happen in our lives but to see ourselves being used by you，
不管见证我们生命中有好的事情发生，
Holy Spirit come，
也见证我们生命被主而使用，
oh hallelujah，Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵求你来。
Let the fire of God come upon you. Let the fire come into your heart.
让圣灵的火临到你。
Sense the Holy Spirit.
让我们感受圣灵。
Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵请你来。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵请你来。
Come,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you are glorified.
主耶稣，你要得荣耀。
You are exalted. You are exalted. You are king. We worship you, Lord.
We
worship
you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep demanding. Keep your heart open. The Holy Spirit is coming. Hallelujah. Come, mighty one. Come, mighty one.
哇，那大能的主，至高的神，求你来。
Mighty One，
全能的神。
Come, Mighty Holy Spirit。
哈利路亚，全能的圣灵，请你来。
Mighty Holy Spirit。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
Come, Lord。
哦，请你来，圣灵降临在我们当中。
And touch us once again。
再一次触摸我们。
With boldness。
哦，让我们有刚强壮胆的心。
Open up our senses for you。
哦，主啊，让我们所有的一切向你敞开。
That we may know that you are here。
让我们知道主你与我们同在。
Hallelujah, come Holy Spirit.
圣灵，请你来。圣灵，你来到我们当中。Hallelujah.
Jesus, come.
哦，主耶稣，你来。
Jesus, come.
主耶稣，你来。
Hallelujah. Some of you are now really feeling that the electricity really on the back of your neck. Hallelujah, on your head. Some of you will feel the fire of God upon your heart.
我们当中可能有这样，你有感受，可能有触电，可能有热流，一种热的感觉充满。
Hallelujah！ 会感到受到嗰啲火喺你个心，嗰啲电喺你个头。Hallelujah！ Come Holy Spirit， come， Holy Spirit， come。
圣灵，请你来。
You are welcome。
圣灵，
you are welcome。Those of you who are online， open your heart before the Lord。
在网上，
Fill you in Jesus' name。
网上弟兄姊妹，你们敞开你的心。
Let the power of God come upon you。
现在让圣灵大能临到你。
To do the impossible。
来装备你做那不可能的事。
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, let this year be a year of fruitfulness.
让我们成为一年。
Let this year be a year of harvest for all of us.
让一年成为多结果子的一年，让这一年成为丰收的一年。
Hallelujah. Lord, let it be full of testimonies.
让我们成为有满有见证的一年。
Full of victories, Lord.
让我们成为得胜又得胜的一年。
Yes, Lord.
是的，主。
Yes, Lord.
是的，主。
Victory.
主得胜在我们当中。
Victory, Lord.Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come upon us, Lord. Come. Come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come.
Jesus.
Jesus, you are exalted.
Hallelujah.
Just give the Holy Spirit a few more, just a few more moments.Really、feel, some people now really feel that in their heart the burden is lifting. Thank you, Jesus. In your heart now, there's something being burned away. There's something, the possibility, the faith is coming in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.谢谢你圣灵
Father, continue to touch our brothers and sisters.
主啊，求你来触摸我们每个弟兄姊妹。
Again, Lord, I pray that we will be fruitful this year.
主，让我们成为多结果子的一年。
Victorious this year.
好，让我们真的得胜的一年。
Give us peace in our home.
让我们家中有平安。
Help our children, O God, to hear you.
帮助我们的儿女也听从你。
To obey you.
来顺从你。
In Jesus' name. Amen.Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
好，大家如果需要祷告，可以在前面，神祝福大家。